Now, of course, the powers that be will deny it forever, but it is clear that RF affects people, birds, bees, trees. It's leading to microplastics pollution in the water because of the material they use to try to hide these things. These wireless facilities are energy hogs, 10 times the amount of energy that a fiber connection would use. These things are fires waiting to happen. They're rarely even inspected to see if they meet national fire, building, electrical, or structural safety codes. Every day, we're hearing about more and more people who notice a new transmitter one day in their neighborhood, and then they or their children start getting sick. We know that RF causes and worsens cancers and other diseases. Like the vaccine, it evokes symptoms resembling Guillain-Barré syndrome, myocarditis, Parkinson, other neurological conditions like headaches, fatigue, skin rashes, tingling, and nosebleeds, flu-like symptoms. Children, especially those with existing maladies, are particularly vulnerable. We think that up to 30% of the population is suffering from some kind of symptoms here. And we know that almost 5 million people are probably going to be permanently disabled.